On today's episode, we're going to be talking about the backrooms. For those who don't know what the backrooms are, they're a clip in reality or a different dimension running aside ours. There is a lot of conspiracy theories on the backrooms. They are obviously just a creepypasta. They are not real, but it does open up some speculation for, could there really be some kind of clip in time, or is it really possible for us humans to go into a different dimension? So I'd just like to start off by saying how you get into the backrooms. So I'm just going to explain it from someone's point of view. So let's say you were just walking around and suddenly, you were clipped out of time. You look around and your surroundings are completely different, not where you were before. So in the backrooms, when you clip out of time, you usually are met in one of three different rooms. One is a room with odd yellow wallpaper that's very old. Kind of looks like an office space with fluorescent lights on the ceiling. The second room is a daycare with a bunch of different animals on the wall, drawn and animated with animated-like features and an odd smell. And the third place is a arcade with orange shag carpet from like the 70s and a bunch of old video games that don't work anymore. These rooms that you enter are also known as levels. There are hundreds of thousands and a bunch of never-ending levels in the back rooms that once you pass one, you go on to the other. As the three rooms that I just stated, you usually start in those, which are levels 1, 2, or 3. When you're in the back rooms, you might notice other people there. People say that these are not real people and you should ignore them. These are also known as partygoers. They're out to try to hurt you and take you in forever, so you can never leave the back rooms. From the wiki, it says that no one has ever left the back rooms, and that once you're in the back rooms, you're stuck forever, if that's being caught by a partygoer or just going on to the endless levels.
Have you been looking for a podcast that'll keep you entertained for an hour? Have you been looking for a podcast that has cryptids, paranormal, and music? Have you been looking for a podcast that'll keep you on the edge of your seat? Have you been looking for a podcast that is a combination of haunters, cryptozoologists, folklorists, and many more, all in one place? And have you been looking for a show that is a continuation and extension of the Foggy Jack Live Podcast? Well, I have a solution for you. That's called the Foggy Jack Collective Podcast, where the haunters meet the haunted from around the world. That's right. We have professionals coming in from around the world to teach about paranormal, cryptozoology, talk about horror movies, and so much more. Please join us every other week on the Foggy Jack Live Podcast or on the Foggy Jack Collective Podcast. Just gotta search either one of those and you'll find us. Hope to see you guys down in the pumpkin patch where the haunters meet the haunted from around the world.
Back in 2014, a user under the handle I Am Not Really There posted a picture of a yellow room with shag carpet that was wet, with some old office chairs and odd fluorescent lights. This was posted on a ghost Reddit page, and it suddenly resonated with hundreds of people, hundreds of thousands of people. Comments were coming from all over the place saying that they had seen that place in a dream. Some say this is the back rooms. Some disagree because, as I just told you, the back rooms are a clip in reality, not exactly a dream. So some think that when we sleep and dream, we go into a different dimension. This obviously isn't about the back rooms, but it is something odd to think about. Where are we going when we dream? I mean, it has to be something. It has to be somewhere else. It can't just be our mind. A lot of people have talked about how they think that the back rooms are just dreams, and sometimes you never wake up from dreams, and that's how you get stuck in the back rooms. Obviously, as I've said before, this is just a creepypasta, but it does open our mind up to other things, like glitches in reality, and what happens when we sleep. I mean, it does seem odd that so many people have seen this one room in their dreams. How is that possible? Are our dreams somehow connected? Or is there some odd things that are just implanted in our minds that everyone thinks are familiar? Going back to the back rooms, inside there are partygoers and there are also players. Just like when you're stuck in the back rooms, you are a player. And sometimes you come across other players or members of the back rooms. They will usually think you're a partygoer and run away from you. This is another reason why people think you cannot get out of the back rooms, because there's nobody to help you. There's a lot of theories on if you are stuck in one back room or you can go on to different levels. After a lot of research, I've come to the conclusion I believe, based on what people are saying, that you just stay in one. It's never-ending hallways, all the same, maybe a few different items or different things, in each room, each hall that you turn into. It is scary to think about, and it is, I think, a fear that a lot of us have of this never-ending kind of place, this never-ending thing, or a never-ending universe. And I think this is something that we all have fear of. We all have fear of death. We all have a fear of never going away, to never not existing. The backrooms have opened very many conspiracy theories, not just about themselves, but about, as I've said before, what happens when we sleep. Why are there images that we all find oddly similar or strangely we find them, we all felt like we've been there before, even though these places don't actually exist and are just drawings or sets to places that don't actually exist. It is something for us all to think about that we might not want to at times, but we have to keep our minds open. Today's episode was sponsored by Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. The sources for today's episodes are backrooms.fandom.com, Wattpad.com, Wikipedia, and a YouTube video by The Infographic Show on Backrooms.